We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm Troy Harmon here with Casey Smith and Jennifer Thomas. We're answering your financial questions. Anyway, if you've got questions for us, financial questions, you can reach us at 770-429-9166. That's our direct line. You can get a human being on that one. If you just want to call, leave your message on our hotline. We'll play it and answer it right behind that. It's 1-855-429-9166. You can also email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's spelled H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R. And you can also go to our website, hensler.com, and find answers to your own questions. If they're broad enough and general enough, we do have quite a bit of information on the website that that you could source. And you know, if you have those questions, reach out to us. We'd love to answer some of your questions on the air. And speaking of that, we have quite a few today. Why don't we start with Marcus from Kennesaw, who writes, I wanted to get your opinions on NetEase, an interactive online content community in China. I bought it back in April. It seems to be having a good run. Have I just got lucky, or can I continue to enjoy this pick? Well, Marcus, it is one of those that we don't follow, NetEase, the ticker NTES, but it's had some pretty significant growth, five-year earnings growth, 27%, expected to continue growing at about 17%. You look at the PE ratio, it's about 20. You know, all things considered, it doesn't look really expensive. One of the big things that I'm a bit fearful of here is the fact that it's Chinese. And by that, there's some skeptics on the numbers that you get out of some of these Chinese companies, and I guess I belong to that group. But all things considered, if you look at what it's done so far, a five-fold increase since 2013, it's pretty significant. It might be time to go ahead and take your gains and get back on the sidelines. I noticed that of the analysts that follow the company stock, their opinion of where the price would be in 12 months is $315, which is about 3.2% below where it is today. Mm. So with that being the case, I think it would probably be safe to say, you know, you could take your gains and go find you something else to purchase. But again, you know, I look at all the details, the fundamentals, and you know, it's done well. Doesn't look horribly expensive, but at the same time, I'm just a skeptic. Here's one for you guys. We got Sydney from Atlanta says, my company just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That's got to be unsettling. I work for a national company with locations across 90 cities in the U.S. Locally, we're doing fine, but I guess on a bigger scale, the company is in debt. What does this mean for me as an employee, and do I have to worry about my job or my 401k? As an employee, yeah, I think your job could potentially be in jeopardy. The difference between a bankruptcy that might cause that and what they're dealing with, a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, is a reorganization. So there is hope that the company can change things around, recharacterize some of their debt, pay it off. If they're incapable of paying off the debt in the end, the company could be shut down. So, you know, it's not the best of situations. However,
the good news is on the 401k side, I mean, that is protected by our friend ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act.
Right.
Basically protects 401k plans. Basically does not let you let the company have access to your 401k plan. They can't use that money to pay off debts of the company or anything like
right.
that. So that it's all held in trust for your benefit, and it's your money. So you likely will not lose, you know, your contributions or the vested contributions of your employer. But if they do reorganize and they're able to, you know, keep the doors open, you know, they may cut back your match. If you're getting a match, they may, you know, use that to help fund the operations.
Right. Those are the kind of things that we would see.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you might not see salary increases for a while, you know,
yeah.
all kinds of there are some impacts even without losing your job that, you know, could happen.
Could be negative economically for you. Yes,
correct.
Absolutely. Yeah, so all things considered, I think, you know, our consensus is the 401k is safe as far as what you've put in so far. You might not get as much match. And, you know, at the same time, it's surely not the most ideal of situations to be working for a company that that is in bankruptcy protection. So, you know, it's not the growth that you would really want. The best position is being in a growing industry and a growing company, and you expanding your knowledge and abilities at the same time. So, you know, if you have a situation.
With the market being where it is, I mean, it's kind of surprising to see Chapter 11. There's not as many of them as there
right.
are.
That
know,
is true.
I mean, it's something
times.
That you would want to follow as much as you could and, you know, try to stay on top of where the company is, you know, update your resume, make sure that you're, you know,
yeah, you
able to go out and market yourself.
You have options, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be a great idea. And even if it wasn't a 401k, if you're talking about an old a defined benefit retirement plan, they're protected by regulators as well. And, you know, quite often we get that question, is my retirement safe? My company's dealing with this or that, and I have a benefit package that is different than a 401k. And most of the time the answer there is, yeah, they're safe too. So, you know, the regulators try to protect a lot of that as well. We've got a question about a very common topic these days from Aaron in Midtown. He says, if the tax reform passes, what do you think we can expect from the markets? The year-to-date rally has been phenomenal. I can't imagine a repeat of this year. Well, you know, 2013, the market was up 32%, and there was no hope in sight of any sort of regulation. So, you know, we had a bit of a different situation then. The valuations weren't quite what they are, but we've talked all this year about the fact that tax reform and other regulatory reforms are what have been driving this rally, and we believe that it would continue just depending on what we see. So it's really not exactly clear what the final tax plan is going to be. I know some of the news was leaked this week, talking about a 21% top tax bracket for corporations, 37% for individuals. Lots been made of who pays what, and, you know, some say that the top taxpayers are getting a break. Some say the middle class is going to have to pay more.
Yeah, it's still a little bit uncertain as to what the outcome is going to be from an individual standpoint. I think it definitely benefits corporations
right.
if they get it done. And, you know, the question that we've had up until recently has been, well, what happens to the market if it doesn't pass? Because it looked
right.
kind of shaky there for a while. Looks like now there's a much better chance of them
right.
getting some type of reform through.
And when that was announced, when it was reported, we didn't see the market jump huge.
Yeah.
So I believe that a lot of it's already kind of baked into the equation.
Yeah, but I mean, even looking at fundamentals of these companies, and as Troy, you've been studying this all year, and it's while the probably there's a good bit of the market that has priced in tax reform already.
Right.
Some of this growth that we've seen since the Trump election has been based on fundamentals of these companies just
sure.
selling more products
and earnings growing
their earnings.
Right.
And it's even gotten to the point where they're growing their earnings. Not artificially, you know, they've
right.
been able to do it by increasing sales growth, not just by,
right.
by driving the bottom line higher.
For a long time from the bottom of the market, we had more or less flat, no growth in revenue, but you would see these companies becoming more and more lean. And to your point, Casey, we've been seeing somewhere between 3% and 6% top line growth across the market
yeah.
as a whole. When you look at information technology, it's a point that I've made several times on the air, earnings have been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so while some of the stock appreciation has probably got the Trump bump effect
yeah.
from just being, you know, the like we talked about, reduced regulation, tax reform, all those positive things for the economy, just the fundamentals of the companies is what's causing the price to go higher more than anything. So whether or not they pass tax reform, I would expect that the market to continue to operate off the fundamentals.
That's what we actually prefer, sure.
In the long term, that's what you would expect. I guess short term, you never know. I mean, sure. It can be driven by news and.
I mean, you ever heard of a bubble? Maybe even Bitcoin? I throw that out there as kind of for instance, but reality is emotions can get carried away and you can see weird things happen in financial markets.
Well, and that's the Bitcoin phenomenon is interesting to me because it's that clearly looks like a bubble.
Right.
Whether or not it is at this point, I guess it's still a little bit uncertain, but it has all the makings of the, you know, tulip bubble back in the 1600s.
Yeah. But it's surely not related to tax at all.
No.
Whatsoever.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, a lot of times you see these bull markets that get killed. Just the fact that people are still questioning when is it going to come down kind of gives me reassurance that we've got some room to run on it.
Yeah.
And the minute people start worrying or start thinking that it's never going to come down is when it's going to come back.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, what we've seen this week, like I say, we had the Fed come out. They raised interest rates 25 bips, but they also said that we don't have significant inflation.
Yeah.
We've got earnings growing very strong. Usually what you see is economic growth pick up and, you know, there's a lag effect. You start beginning to see inflation. After inflation gets to a certain point, then the Fed begins to move to keep it in check. If I was just throwing out an estimate, probably at least another year and a half of pretty significant growth in the economy, you know, before we had to see the Fed really get too crazy and bring rates up to the point where it has to throttle the economy. So economic growth looks pretty good right now.
Yeah, and that's what, the Republicans and the White House are saying, that this tax bill should stimulate the economy even further and allow us to get to a point where GDP is growing at a much faster rate than it has been over the past, 8 to 10 years.
Right.
Because what are we at, like 2.5% on GDP?
Well, 3% in the last recorded measurement.
Okay.
So and then it's expected to get higher even into 2018, early 2018. So
yeah, and you know Trump wants to get it into 4%+, and
yeah, I would be surprised if we got that far. But even the Fed Chair Yellen spoke of that. You know, couldn't really see how you get to 4%, but that is what's being talked about. We're at 3 now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that you've got low unemployment but still no inflation, I mean, that kind of indicates that there's still some room for wage growth.
Sure.
And once you start seeing that, you should see people start to spend more money, and then that's when the inflation kicks in. So
right. And the consumer's healthy. I mean, we saw retail sales were positive in November, mm-hmm. better than expected. So
consumer discretionary companies have been performing pretty well.
Yeah, those cyclical kind of companies. So consumer discretionary and industrial companies is what we're talking about when we look at those. So, you know, all things considered, I mean, if you wanted me to throw out a number as to how much growth I would see, I've read a whole lot on how much tax might boost the economy, how much it might boost earnings in the S&P 500. I have seen numbers from, it's not going to help at all, up to about 20%. I think 20% is way too positive. But I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe a 5%, 5 to 8% increase from the changes in tax law. There's a lot of companies out there that don't pay the top tax bracket, but I think, you know, money coming back in from overseas and truly putting us on more of an even playing field with the rest of the world is a huge positive for our corporations in the United States. And, I look at the numbers. Casey, you were hinting at this earlier. You know, I've talked about it quite a bit. You look at the market relative to its long-term history of price-to-earnings ratio, and it's about 31% to 35%, just depending on what you're looking at. At a premium of that level. So, you look at the forward PE where we're talking about the forecasted earnings, and it's not quite that bad, probably 17%, but it's still at a premium. So expectations are high, continue to be high. So part of the reason the prices are as high as they are, but I think for good reason. You know, you talked about earnings growth. It's been significant lately and could get even better.
Absolutely. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this is why we do what we do. The financial planning is important.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to need money in the next 10 years, then don't have it in the market.
Right.
That way you don't have to worry about it. What happens with tax reform or any other legislative agenda.
Yeah.
You've got 10 years to allow the market to recover before you have to go sell equities to live off it.
And the equities markets are volatile. I mean, that's the thing. If you can't count on the assets you have to take care of your spending needs, then you need to put them into something that's less volatile. Mm-hmm. And that's what
our belief is that the market will be better 10 years from today than it is today. But what it's going to do in between that time?
Who knows? Yeah. Well, we've got history to show that. We've got a lot of statistics. Well, guys, we got to wrap the show up, so you know what I'm going to ask. What do you think? KC, market up or down?
You see a Santa Claus rally. It's going up.
Santa Claus rally. How about you, Jennifer?
I'm going up.
All right. So, quorum, we got three. Say the market is higher next year. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.